Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 182 for Thursday, December 11th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was up Thursday as a number of factors aligned to provide support. Canola was $1 to $4 higher, the January contract up $3.10 at $435 per ton. Gains in the Chicago soy complex did account for some spillover buying in canola, while chart signals were also pointing higher. The weaker Canadian dollar was another supportive factor, as the currency is now trading below 87 cents, its lowest in 5 years. That should help boost crush margins and also make the crop more attractive to export customers pricing in U.S. dollars. But on the other side, light scale-up farmer selling did slow the upward move, although most producers are still said to be on the sidelines ahead of the new year. Relatively favorable South American crop prospects, large U.S. soybean supplies, and continued weakness in crude oil also put some pressure on values. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all up today, seeing a corrective rebound after yesterday's declines. Soybeans were up 4 to 10 cents, the January contract up 10 at $10.42 per bushel. While soybeans had posted large losses yesterday in response to the USDA supply-demand report, the actual numbers in that report were somewhat supportive as far as beans were concerned, and the tightening supply projections there helped the soy market take back some of those losses. A firmer tone in the outside financial markets also lent spillover support, but soybeans were off their session highs by the close as poor weekly export data was overhanging the market. U.S. weekly soybean export sales of just over 800,000 tons were down 30% from the previous week and were seen as a sign that international demand was starting to shift to South America. Corn, meanwhile, did see some good weekly export demand and was up 2 to 6 cents. The March contract up 4 at $3.98 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn export sales were pegged at 962,000 tons by the USDA. That was at the high end of trade guesses. Solid demand from the ethanol sector was also underpinning corn. Wheat was up 9 to 15 cents, the March contract in Chicago 14 cents higher at $5.96 per bushel. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales of just over 500,000 tons were above trade guesses and helped give that market a bit of a boost. However, rising world supply prospects and improving weather for the U.S. winter wheat crop did limit the gains. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, December 11th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Franz Workington.